The abbey was beyond the town to the west, and Callum decided to walk there. It was hot. The midday sun blazed down. He had bought a bottle of water and sipped from it frequently. The abbey ruins lay in an idyllic spot near the river, and as Callum drew closer, he could see that they were impressive. The church seemed to survive almost to roof height. He bought a guidebook from the kiosk and thoroughly explored the site. There were rare survivals such as the coloured, glazed floor tiles in the church and an almost complete perpendicular window in the refectory. The abbey was constructed of handsome, locally quarried sandstone. There were few other people about. Only a family with two toddlers in a bulky pushchair and a young woman who seemed to be on her own. Callum could not help but notice her. Good-looking, in a waif-like way, she trailed around listlessly, seeming only half awake, apparently, following in his footsteps, although he noticed that she did not have the guidebook. As he was looking at the floor tiles in the church, she appeared beside him. He glanced at her face, and to his dismay saw that she had been crying. "Is there anything I can do?" he asked diffidently. "I very much doubt it," she said, "unless you have a magic wand." Her voice was low and musical. She took a handkerchief from her blouse pocket and dabbed at her eyes.